Why didn't you bring me a one of those frosty Starbucks things in like a
store? They only have one left.
They only have one left.
Yeah. I brought one for you, I'd have to bring it.
That makes perfect sense.
Yeah, that's true. Even though I don't drink them, I still want them. Yes, you're like
okay.
A little kid.
We're recording very soon. We are. Okay, we're ready. The meeting is called to order. Agenda out here. Secretary will call the roll. Do we have order?
No.
Teresa, Nancy, the meeting's called to order.
Order.
We're getting ready to call roll.
Will you answer to your name when called, and I will do my best to pronounce it properly. Wesley Bethune.
Here.
Bill Crozier.
Here.
Mary Dennis.
Here.
Melinda Alidon.
Hello.
Nancy Hensel.
Here.
Mike Jones.
Here.
Dwayne Lark.
Here.
Alberto Lira.
He's coming.
Okay. Robert Mark.
Requested an excused absence.
Susan Moreno. Susan Moreno. Lee Greenwood Rollins, present. Sandra Rollins.
She's resigned here.
Excused absence.
Yeah, it was hard.
Nancy Naratomi.
Here.
David Salerno.
He's here.
Herbert Steptoe.
Not yet.
C. Lee Taylor.
Here.
Richard Uzel.
He's here.
Ted Weisgall.
Here.
Jessica Apollinaire. Jessica. Stacy Davis.
Yo.
Rhonda Garner.
Here.
Liana Lopez. George Ryder.
I'm glad you dressed up.
Ron Reynolds. Wayne Bradley.
Here.
Okay, I have three names that have asked for excused absences. Liana Lopez, Sandra Rollin, and Robert Mark. Is there any objection to granting these?
George Ryder.
George Ryder. And George Ryder. Anybody else?
Can
no objection.
Story about why George is not here.
Okay.
No. Deb, chapter George's wife. Deb got scratched real bad and chewed on by a cat, and it got infected, and she's in the hospital in Clear Lake, and she's doing all right, but they're giving all the money.
Is it Clear Lake?
Is it Bear Cat? Bear Cat?
George is with
is it Deb?
Is it Bear Cat?
Yeah. Really?
She's got always picking up. And they can be mean too.
Let the record show that Jeff's cut on that side.
My husband had cat fever.
It's not a funny, it's not a laughing matter.
I don't think he had cancer.
Let's not put that jerk because he's a gunner.
Well, when they found my cancer, they told me they thought it was probably cat scratch fever, and then they said, no, it's a brain cancer.
Roberto. Roberto.
That's why that's really special.
Okay, Roberto is joining us.
Okay, the next thing we have is to approve the agenda.
Dwayne?
Yes, Madam Chair. I would like to request that part 8B
Second that. The most pressing business we got tonight.
Any objections to moving the motion on the existing PC agreement to immediately following the election of the P&B committee? Anything else about the agenda?
I'll move
this to adopt it as amended. Yeah. Second. Yeah. Okay. All right. The agenda is adopted as amended. One amendment. Okay. Now we have minutes to approve. These are the minutes of the December 16th, 2009.
Can I say something quickly?
Yes.
These are my last minutes, folks.
I'll be so happy.
And Bill has pointed out, I must have been way too happy because Bill pointed out about a dozen typos and it just don't work. And I corrected them. See all that red? Bill, I corrected them. Okay. So if you see a lot of typos, you may have it already taken care of. But if we find out that something terribly bad is wrong with them, we can always amend them.
Okay, any other corrections? Motion to approve.
I move to approve the minutes.
Second. Okay. Objections, minutes are approved. Okay, I see a note here about LSB meeting dates and locations. Is that a hint that we need to talk about that? normally have the LSB meetings on the third Wednesday of the month, so unless there's any huge disagreement from the current board, we can continue that schedule. And in fact, I know now there are people that are rearranging schedules to make that, so hopefully we'll keep it. That's one of the reasons that Leon is out tonight. We are, Ted, yes?
I confirmed that this space is available both next month and the month after if the board wishes to use it and to get the word out early so that people can know when and where we're meeting.
Okay. Melinda?
I would respectfully request, in the interests of even the appearance of confidence that we could see elsewhere a better location for us to more centrally located.
Okay. I know we are looking at some other places that are possibilities, and Ted, I will let you know as soon as possible. We've talked to Central Market, but not until March or something like that.
We looked at, when y'all were counting votes, I wasn't over there that day, but I don't know who all was counting votes this last time. The people that were counting votes were all excited about Central Market's meeting place. And I reserved it from March to the end of the year, but now there's starting to be some question about the size.
And
I'll go back over there and put a tape.
It would be pretty tight. It would work.
It's
but
not as big as this, is it?
Oh no. It would be tight.
What time is the facility available, Bill? I think you have to be out of there by 9 or 9:15.
But we will confirm that and have that set for months ahead.
And the St. Paul people called back and they said that.
Yeah, I've talked to them before, and also talking to St. Stephen's, either about the Haven or the ballroom that they call it now, which used to be the gym.
Oh, okay.
Mary, just a wonderful thing if we can you know, get the same place, you know, and set that expectation. Because I just, you know, put my car on automatic pilot. Otherwise, I'd show up places I don't even see.
Okay. I've also talked to Mark Lacey, the place that we met last week, the Institute. You said Super Culture. They may be losing that building, but they're working on getting another location in that same area. That might be a real possibility.
Yeah, right next door.
Yeah. That's a real possibility as well. And then you can program it in. Okay.
You know, and y'all are welcome to come up to the house. You know, we can set up some lawn chairs in the backyard.
All right. All right.
If you're still playing boot.
I'll leave you care.
No. No, I'm not.
Okay, we'll move on to recognition. Anyone? Dwayne?
Yeah, I'd like to recognize all the folks that were participants in the Dreamkeeper weekend, both the club and folks representing the station at the AOT table at the gala on Friday, and those who are also members of the KPMG community who were nominated as Dreamkeepers. And I believe, looking around here, I see one right here on the way. Just off the top of my head, I'd also like to acknowledge Kua Holt, Kua Fayette, Cassandra Ashley, of course, for doing all that work with the Black Heritage Society, making that whole thing possible. I was thinking in terms of KPFE programmers and staff, and also Dr. Bethune and C.K. Perry and Masood.
Yes, sir.
Mayor.
Linda?
I'd like to recognize a former member of the board who served for many years in this station, T.C. Smythe. I happen to see something rather intriguing on Facebook today. She was recently quoted for her contributions about health care reform by one of the coolest people in Congress right now, a gentleman, Alan Grayson. Alan Grayson quoted her about the need of musicians and insurance and how a lot of them have to pay for the high prices. And I said, you know, hey, she's going to be quoted by Alan Grayson. She's cool in my book, and she's always been a friend of KPMG.
And I'd like to recognize Sandra.
Well, I will recognize.
I just wanted to add Mr. Robert Muhammad, who was also on. I was running through the list.
And I would like to recognize Bill Crozier and Teresa Allen in our audience for putting together the parade. Volunteerism at work.
It was really my pleasure.
Call
for good weather next year as well.
Yeah, I'll let Treasure.
Okay. So we're talking about over here. There was something left off of the agenda that if there's no disagreement, we'll go ahead and add at this time. We do not have the treasurer's report. I know, Mike, you were just ready to give us that.
Okay. Yeah, we'll just talk about it briefly. It's not so much a report, it's kind of just an update. I don't know if you all have been reading the emails. And finally, all the budgets have been passed. And it's only a few months late, so what? One of the most interesting things that has come up lately is, I guess, Susan Young has come up with the idea that there should be some kind of systematized way to monitor the monthly revenue and expense summaries of stations. And that's going to be brought up to the national board. And hopefully that will be implemented. I think it's important because of what's occurred in the past, and I can only give you secondhand information about that. I know that those of you that are on the national board have that information, but for new people, I don't think that they know what's going on, except for what they may have picked up from the emails. But there has been some reluctance and resistance on the part of some individuals at some of the stations to be truly forthcoming about their financial situation. And as a result, the proposal is that the National Board will be actually in control of the station budgets and will provide a monthly amount of money into station accounts for their use so that stations don't go wild with their spending as has happened in the past. What it really requires the stations to do is keep their budgets.
Is this something that's been passed? Or
no, this has been proposed.
Okay.
And there is some latitude in there, so it's not etched in stone. There's latitude to provide additional funds if there are certain expenses incurred that are beyond budget. There's latitude to provide funds to reflect increases in fundraising or increases in revenue so that stations get that back. But it's a way to prevent what's happened in the past from happening again.
As a person who's observed for several years with what the PMB has done in reference to finances, I've got to admit I'm rather concerned about this idea because mm-hmm. if you consider the fact that they did not hold certain people
right.
accountable in the past. They did not do what they did in due diligence. And they had certain people who were doing the same report over and over again and not answering direct questions. And they allow a lot of this to happen to begin with. Are they sure that they're really ready for this responsibility? That's what bothers me.
Yeah, and that's the discussion that's got to take place at the national level. Are they willing to assume the responsibility for doing that? The national office is going to really administer it. I mean, they're the ones that are going to be transferring funds. They're the ones that, in conjunction with the audit committee and the national finance committee, are going to be looking at on a monthly basis. Yes. But hopefully what it's going to do is bring a degree of accountability that hasn't to this point existed without impairing the station's ability to function.
You know, that could be one of those things where you could incorporate both of those possibilities at the same time. In other words, instead of having the national board manage all of it, they can manage a portion, like perhaps just the programs that we get nationally, and have that there's that possibility. Have them manage just paying back the money or giving the money for nationally run programs. But in other words, have it done both ways and see how things work or not. But not necessarily completing one or the other.
And those are the kind of discussions that are going to have to take place to the national board before they come up with something that they can recommend to the Pacific Foundation in terms of what they have to do. And, you know, from my perspective, I like decentralization. I'm not particularly big on centralizing authority or power because that just tends to provide more opportunities for abuse. On the other hand, I think that at some point you have to trust the people that you've sent there to do what they're supposed to do.
But also, when people donate to KPFC, they do feel like they're donating to KPFC. They donate to KPFC.
Yeah. Except for
as opposed to that.
A certain percentage,
right.
Goes and gets paid back in central services fee.
Right.
And part of the desire to do it this way is to make sure that every station pays their central services fee. Because part of the reason that there's an issue with finances now is because stations pay their central services fee. For a long time.
And they did a lot worse than that.
Madam Chair. Madam Chair.
We've got a stack on Bill.
Sorry.
And then
Well, I think something like this is really needed, and it's, you know, what we need to do is preemptively prevent stations. I won't mention that. Some of the other stations have been the problem where they spend way over their budget or they project income that's grossly out of proportion with their expenses, and then they expect the rest of us to pick up the slack over and over again. Mm-hmm. So that's the major motivation for this.
I also think it's very important if KPFT members and donators don't realize that they're supporting a network, that's a failure on our part. And I think, in fact, many people aren't aware that it is a network. And anything we can do to get that word out, and that it's not just the five Pacificas, as Sister Teresa can attest, it's a number of affiliates. Hundreds of affiliates across the country. And I think stressing the network aspect of it is really important. And I also feel that there might be a way to have oversight without taking control. And it seems like if the bank accounts are the way in which money comes in, providing access to the bank accounts to track that money, and that way you don't have to take control, but you can track it.
I just want to piggyback on what she said and to say that, you know, the last I heard there was 186 affiliates. You know, this is, you know, and these are radio stations that are oftentimes located in the red states. And it's an opportunity, really, to broadcast to these people that don't normally hear the kinds of information that we have to give. And we do need a strong central office to offer, you know, a good, clean, solid product that is the Pacifica stream. And that's something that, you know, this could maybe happen.
Dwayne?
I just wanted to point out that the system as it currently exists has for quite some time allowed the national office staff, CFO, and some of the key administrators in the finance office at the national office, which really is pretty much just the finance office at this point. The rest of the jobs that were pretty much all eliminated over a year ago. So it's basically a finance office, and even that's collapsed. But they've had the ability to tap into any of the accounts that they knew about at any of the stations. Certainly our account, they've had the ability to not only monitor it from the national office, but if we, for some reason, said, no, we're not sending central services this month, they would have the ability to just extract it at some point. That was an issue with us, but it was certainly an issue with some of our sister stations. And there were also some accounts that were not known.
I think this is a really healthy conversation, but I'm concerned with the length of our agenda tonight that we're going to do this and not get through the agenda. And I'm wondering if this and a few more comments, if necessary, are made, but if these comments can be shared either with the Budget and Finance Committee or with an ad hoc committee that is established to continue this conversation. That's enough.
Good idea about the comment.
Yes, I'd like to. I think we have enough time to discuss that at some future date. We should move forward with the germane item that's on the agenda now.
I would like to close with saying that it really made me feel good, because oftentimes KPFD was mentioned as the way it should be done, and I thought that was extremely nice to hear.
Okay, so we are ready to take care of the business at hand, which is the election to the P&B committees. Everyone should have a list that was handed out earlier of the P&B committees. If you don't, you have some extra copies here. Okay.
I have a question regarding the statements at the top of the sheet that has the national committees. I presume you wrote this?
No, I didn't.
Okay. Well, I would like clarification where it says KPFT gets 3 seats on most. Could the word most be clarified? I don't even see a finance committee.
We're going to be the ones that don't get those 2 seats. Versus the following national committees, or the only two P&B directors, the one that's the treasurer.
Are you serious?
Wait, which ones?
Well, the ones that get, that we elect 2 seats tonight, for example, or the governance committee through
But I'd like to question this audit thing, because I happen to be the secretary right now of the audit committee. And I am a member, and I'm a listener member.
Yeah, the ones that are listed here are governance, technology, programming, audit, elections, committees investigation, and committee of inclusion all have LSB members as part of these committees. So we get 3 seats, of which 2 are LSB members and 1 community. Is that correct? Okay, so in order to move this along, what I would like to do first is just to open it up to any questions anyone has that might be interested in a committee, so we can get those answered. And then if you're willing to volunteer to be the LSB representative to that committee, and you have no one else or more than 2 people that would like to do that, then we can just go ahead and acknowledge that and not have to have the election for that position.
Just a little clarification, Selectman. The ones that have been active, this affects which one you're going to might be interested in. Governance is active. Technology was not active this last year, but it was previously, and I hope it will become active again this year. Programming, I don't think is real active. I don't know how often they met. It needs to be active. Audit and elections were very active. I don't think the Committee to Investigate Sexism and Racism have been really active.
We were the year before I was on.
Is that correct?
I believe that's correct.
So, if you're just getting those active, you might want to sign up for some of those committees. But I can't guarantee you'll be meeting regularly.
Does anybody have any questions on any of the committees?
Is this going to be on the committees?
You're like the 4th or 5th person to say that.
The development. Is anybody here familiar with the P&B Development Committee?
The P&B Development Committee is not listed in the bylaws, and it was not active when I was on the P&B, so I do not know anything about it.
Could somebody clarify which committees are dictated by the bylaws and which ones aren't?
The committees at the top of the list that we just talked about,
right,
are, and then also the last 4, and then the Affiliates, Archive, and Development. You can see here they're listed as task forces, which is that they're not. They were not a committee mentioned in the bylaws, but were created in order to move along some of these.
I can, as a member of several years in the Archives Committee, I can bring up why this is a task force. At one time, the Archives Committee was actually a formal committee. However, Brian DeShazer, the man who is basically a staff member who does the Archives, requested that it be made a task force because we had problems meeting quorum, and he said he basically wanted to have that more of an autonomous entity. So for that reason, it became a task force again. But it has been at one time, and it's gone back to.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it is. On it.
We don't. Okay. I'd like to be on the the technology committee.
Okay. Technology.
Anybody got a problem with that?
Yeah. Great idea. Would anyone else like to be on that committee?
Huh?
You're not going to be on the national one.
Yeah.
It's just that she said that, so I'm going to take her and put her down here. Okay, so if there's no other questions, governance. Is there anyone?
Well, tell her.
Thank you. Anyone else for governance?
I don't want to be on the local technology. They deal with different things.
Nancy? Can select only one. No. Two LSB members and then one P&B. No, you can be.
Okay, I want to be on the. I want to be on the programming committee too.
Okay, I'll be on
that. What looks good?
Everybody wants to be on that one.
We're gonna go down in order. We're gonna go in order. So right now, okay, for governance, I've got Ted and Wesley, and then the P&B members will decide.
Amongst themselves,
are we
going to
do that, or do you
want to be elected? Can I just say something about governance right now? I know a lot of people are talking about cleaning up the bylaws. There's a lot of stuff that needs to be cleaned up, and I sure hope whoever's elected that will really be willing to work on that, because if we can really improve a lot of things if we cleaned up some of the things in there, clarifying.
You should be on that one, Bill. Oh, you're already.
I might be, but you're not selecting the ones that must run the people.
And also, just to mention, even if you're not the representative on these committees, the meetings are open that you can listen in to the committees. Okay, Rhonda?
Would you kind of re-clarify for us new people what's recommended in terms of our participation on the local committee level and the national level?
Okay, on the local level, I hate to use the word required, but it is recommended that you belong to two or three committees on the local level.
And those committees are recommended to meet how often? Well, it just depends on the committee.
Once a month.
Depends on the committee, but at least once a month. The P&B committee, there's not even that strong of a recommendation. It's recommended if you're interested in the national board and perhaps running for the P&B after you've served on the board for a year, then it's recommended that you be involved in the committee so that you can see how the workings go and what comes out at the national level. Teresa, did you want to just make
a comment? I hope I can say that as having served on the Pacifica National Board, if you intend to ever go further to the P&B, it would really be helpful for you to have served on at least one of these national boards. And I mean, they primarily do their work by telephone conference. And if you are on these committees, it's essential that you get on the call, because if they don't make quorum, they can't conduct business.
That's why I'm asking.
Don't overcommit yourself for the national board.
Okay, we're going to move back to the board.
We should reserve 9 o'clock for public comments for those who aren't on the board. very engaging conversation.
Okay. Just to allow a little bit of leeway there, and that we do have a lot of new people
asking questions.
But I appreciate you watching the talk.
Can I have like 2 or 3 minutes to say something about governance, and also to address something you just said that related to what Rhonda just said?
About the committees, okay?
Uh-huh. Well, knowing these bylaws is a real challenge, and it's what people on the National Governance Committee really need to know. And the local, both bylaws and our standing rules. And I just, Mary, don't take offense, but it says here, under our standing and special rules, LSB members required participation in one committee. Okay? Now, I don't understand the word required when the bylaws say you can be kicked off the LSB for a number of things, but lack of participation in a committee is not grounds for your removal. So I think what Mary said about encouraged is much more online, much more accurate than required. But there's, you know, it says required, and then there's no teeth to the requirement. Okay? Regarding the National Governance Committee, there is much discussion right now and a resolution before the committee tomorrow to reduce the size of the National Board, which would mean that we wouldn't have enough people to fill these committees. Because each committee is supposed to be staffed by one National Board member and 2 local station board members. So that contradiction has not been worked out yet. And I know Robert Mark wrote about this in an email, and I want to say essentially the same thing. At least at this point, I see reducing the size of the National Board is not a wise thing to do without looking at a number of other alternatives. I would like to say
we need to get back to
orders of the day. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's get back to
one little tiny point.
We do have an agenda. Yes.
I think.
Can we speak about the committees?
An understanding that committees make recommendations, and then either the local station board, which is a committee of the national board, votes on it, and then it probably goes to the national board. It's a funneling process, and people really need to understand that committees don't make decisions unless they are empowered to do so. It's to feed ideas generally up to the local station board or the national board. I think a lot of people didn't understand that.
Okay. All right, so now we're back to volunteers. And Jessica and Ron just came in, and we are volunteering for P&B committees rather than holding an election, as long as we don't have more than 2 people that want to be on that committee. So we're going, Wesley?
Since they weren't present, I think we should allow them to see if they would like to participate in the governance committee.
Okay, I'll start over with that. Is that right now for the governance committee? This is for the P&B governance committee. Ted and Wesley have volunteered to be on that committee. Unless Jessica or Ron would like to do that, then we would have an election to see who the 2 representatives are. So since you 2 just came in, I'll give you time to speak of whether you want that or not. Okay. We'll come back to that one. Okay, the technology committee right now has Stacy. Anyone else interested in the technology committee?
One more.
Okay, we'll come back to that one.
Yeah,
it's Stacy.
I'm the only one you get.
Programming committee. Stacy, you said you want to be on programming committee also?
Unless a whole bunch of other people want to be on. If these 2 want to be on, let them be on. Okay. Scratch me off, Mary.
I'm off.
You're off. I'm back on.
Okay. Well, this is programming. Rhonda was on and off. She's off. Stacey.
I'm back on.
We got Stacey and Nancy. Nancy.
But we don't have a P&D.
So David, you're going to be on technology?
Okay. You can be my
Stacey
backup.
Stacey and David. Okay, audit committee. Which shall oversee the annual audit. Melinda, Wesley, anyone else?
I thought the audit committee fell into the bottom.
Nope. Yeah, that's an error at the bottom. We're going to take that off the bottom. Audit, Melinda and Wesley. Elections committee. Melinda? Thank you. Anyone else interested in the National Elections Committee? Wesley. All right.
A lot of time on my hands.
Good. And we appreciate that. committee to investigate sexism and racism. We did not have any meetings this last year. We didn't hear before because the national rep that was supposed to call this meeting never did, but nothing happened on it. If you're interested, though, in getting involved as soon as there is a national rep on that committee, it may actually happen. Anybody interested?
I am.
All right. Lee?
BG.
Yeah. And Committee of Inclusion, same thing. When I was on the Sexism and Racism Committee, one of the things we talked about was trying to get the Committee of Inclusion to be involved and do what it should be doing, but then both of those kind of fell off to the side, so if anybody's interested.
It's in the bylaws.
The Committee of Inclusion is
Article 8, Section 4.
Would you like to read that?
Take a note of that.
Do you have it right there? Because this actually brings up, a good point.
Get out your briefing book and look at bylaws, Article 8, Section 4. I'm going to read the whole thing. It talks about committee inclusion in each for each station. And
where did I get one of those books?
You should have gotten one at the shop. Okay. The new ones are blue.
Can you get one?
I've got my bylaws memorized. I don't know.
I thought I gave you a blue book.
I have no blue.
Do you have any more?
I've got some. Okay. I've got some that I'll even buy.
I can tell you what it is in a nutshell.
Okay.
It's there to make sure that that we're racially and sexually diverse throughout our stations and on our boards and on our local boards and our national boards, and that our committees are diverse and that our employees are diverse and that our volunteers are diverse. That's what the Committees of Inclusion does.
And that the station is representative of the community that we serve.
Correct.
Cool.
Okay, I won't on that one.
Okay,
Lee? There's something that I have to have a community representative of
my understanding is that this committee is an assessment committee to assess how well you are doing, and if you're not doing well, to point that out. But it's the Anti-Racism and Diversity Committee's task to make the reality happen.
It's not racist.
Wait, what's that? Okay. No.
Okay, wait. Nancy?
Yeah. Order.
Okay.
Good morning.
Which one? Committee of Inclusion?
Okay. Very good. Okay, any other questions on that? We'll go back. We're good on governance, technology, programming, audit, elections, and the committee to investigate sexism and racism. I'll put myself on that one. So we have that covered. And then on the committee of inclusion, Lee and Nancy.
Who's on COI?
Lee and Nancy. Nancy H. Okay, let's see. So we don't need to do anything on that. Okay, so we didn't have to have an electronic paper. Are you prepared for that? If there's no objection, David. It is possibly, but they can still be involved in the committee. We just need to make sure that we have this representation.
There's more attrition than there is demand to get on.
That is actually not open to anyone but the church.
Yeah, but we're going to vote on the rep, right?
Close.
Now,
we already did.
Motion to close.
I'd like to nominate Teresa Allen to the affiliate.
Teresa, do you accept that?
Yes.
And then development's not currently active, so we don't know what's going to happen with that.
Well, that's the one I'm interested in.
Okay. So if we could have the PMB reps find out if there is going to be a national development task force. And then we'll go ahead and put Rhonda down.
And I'd also like to be on our trust. I'm fine if he's the representative on that.
So you can be as many people on that.
Right, so I can still participate.
Yeah, that would be good. And then on the development, Rhonda and Robert, archives of Teresa and Melinda. Mm-hmm. And then affiliates, Teresa.
Did you get David for development?
Anybody else that wants to be involved in affiliates? Rhonda?
Since it's not clear whether there'll be a development one, and I haven't signed up for any, I do want to try affiliates and archives. And I'll be sure and let you know about my attendance regarding quorum, and I'll probably focus on one versus the other once I get a feel for that.
Because
it's a task force, there's not the quorum.
Oh, so quorum doesn't matter.
But I think at least someone on the LSP should participate on affiliates, because it's empowering to all of you to be aware of what's happening on affiliates. Sometimes it's just very, really good news. Mm-hmm.
It's good to have a report about that.
Okay, then, as a national committee that's established, I don't want to be the representative, but I'll participate in governance.
You only need a portion.
You do.
Okay. They don't want to be the representative.
Well, if they're not the representative, you can always mention in.
They're open meetings.
You can listen in and you can email to the...
Yeah, you can be on the email.
Am I correct in saying that, for example, if I want to be on the email and be alerted to these meetings, then I need to sign up and, be vocal there, right?
Yeah. Go out to everybody.
No, not necessarily. They usually form groups.
Madam Chair, one thing that I would like to let people know on the board, if you go to KPFTX, which is our archive webpage, you'll find all of the committees listed, and they'll give you the dates and times. Not only that, if you would like to get background on each committee, they actually have recordings of these, and you can actually go in there and you can actually listen to previous meetings, except for executive sessions. Okay. So if there's no other...
Yeah, if Salmonex isn't working for you.
I'd like to say, ask that we ratify the people that have volunteered so willingly to fulfill our P&B committee. If there's no objections, so ratified. Our P&B reps that we elected last week, Alberto, Richard, Bill, they'll get together and decide which ones they want to be on. They'll split them up.
It's like reading a okay.
And
I would like Bill on governance and the
program. There you go. Alberto?
I make a motion that we adopt your list of volunteers.
Second.
For this national committee.
Thank you. So this is now ratified. If anybody has any question about what they volunteered for, we have a list. And we can all put together and send it out. Do you do that?
Mary?
And Ted?
May I alert everyone that the National Governance Committee is meeting tomorrow night. So if you want to, it's probably going to be a pretty interesting meeting.
If you work on that, if you're on Monday, where are the
telephones?
Telephone.
The national.
I think you'll have to call me, Ron. I don't want to misstate what time it is.
Okay,
so all those national committees and also the P&B, if you're not on the committee, you can't call in, but you can listen to your computer. And so, and you can listen to the archives too. But if you're listening on a computer and you want to make a comment from one of the members, just email them right then. I mean, when I'm on these calls, I got my computer right there. And so, and sometimes we do email each other back and forth.
Actually, I think that if someone didn't have a computer, the committee could make, I know we've had people who are not on the committee on the call and actually talking, even though they were not on the committee, has to give you that special permission.
Okay. And then, Mon?
One thing that you talk about people listening in, I think I would like to also just throw out an idea for everybody because of something I observed the other day, which is very bad. With our audit committee, we went into executive session and we discussed about some very important matters that should have not been out for public service, public consumption. Unfortunately, we had a PMB member who sat in on that meeting and within 2 days was on the listserv. I happened to be a member of it and I saw parts of our meeting that were being openly discussed. So what I would ask is when you're in certain meetings where it's crucial, because you have certain information that doesn't need to be discerned out like that, please honor the executive session. It's very